Now, WBTM's Health Beat with Katherine Davis.
Global warming. Is it really the problem some say it is? Lou Leonard, Senior Vice President of the Climate and Energy Program at the World Wildlife Fund, says carbon emissions from vehicles, methane gas from rotting food in landfills, carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases are causing major problems to our planet and threatening our health.
They're called greenhouse gases because when they go up into the atmosphere, they basically create a blanket, or they thicken the blanket that's already up in our atmosphere, and it traps the heat energy that would otherwise escape into space. So more and more of the heat that the Earth produces stays within the planet rather than moving out to space. And we're seeing the heat build up not just in the atmosphere, but also in our oceans. So more water is evaporated into the atmosphere, and that makes our rain and snowstorms bigger and more powerful than they were before.
A warmer and wetter world also helps mosquitoes and ticks to thrive, increasing the incidence of the diseases they spread, like malaria and Lyme disease. To learn more about global warming and its effects, visit climate.nasa.gov. To replay this or other programs, go to WBTMDanville.com and click on Behind the Mic. For WBTM's Health Beat, I'm Katherine Davis.